LongTermGreen.com.
Kate Delaney with another version of America Tonight. Hello, everybody. We're going to talk about Iran and what the response should be after more details are starting to spin out on that. And, of course, Eric Holder. It's too much of a layup, though, to bash Holder. Why the president didn't peel off from Holder a year or so ago, I don't know, because I think he's a huge liability to him, and I think Holder should resign. He's insistent that it's a witch hunt, though he's not calling it that, but he's insistent that he didn't do anything, and he's just trying to stay out of the way. But there are a whole pack of people on the Hill that are behind the issuing of the subpoena, so he's going to have to answer questions about, well, was he lying? Did he just not know what was happening because he was that far removed from what was going on in the Department of Justice? And clearly there's video and there's memos, so it doesn't make any sense to me. The timelines absolutely don't add up. Doesn't add up. Will he end up being forced out or does it just blow over? I know one thing that's not going to blow over. It's the tug of war in this country over jobs, job loss, the economy. Without a doubt, and we all know this because we're the voters, what do you care about the most? We can list off a bunch of things from immigration to health care to all kinds of other things, what we're doing in Iraq, Afghanistan, our military investments outside of our borders. Speaking of borders, what about our borders? But there's no question. You have to zero in on jobs and the economy because that's what has upset this nation more than anything else. You have a lot of people saying they're not going to vote the party ticket. They're not going to vote the way they would normally vote in a presidential election. They would just go with the party sum. So that means it's a real game changer. Does an incumbent president who normally has a trunk full of votes and the advantage, does that president see the advantage slipping away? And I'd say the Democrats are worried that that's what's happening. So, are they playing nice when it comes to this jobs bill, or is it still nasty? I'd say it's still nasty in some parts of the Capitol, but John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, seems to talk a little bit differently, saying that, you know, there are ways to work with the president, and they're talking about a piecemeal suggestion of pulling things, some of the things they don't like, out of the jobs bill. So that may happen, moving forward on other things. There was a big deal over free trade that happened earlier in the day, and this is worth repeating to everybody listening in case you missed this, because this wouldn't be sexy front page news. It'll be in the Wall Street Journal if you're riding a train back east or in the Midwest or wherever. And, of course, this is a smart crowd, and you keep up with this kind of stuff. But the House and Senate on Wednesday approved three free trade agreements with Colombia, South Korea, and Panama, ending a long stalemate. And this is rare. They had Republican support in this. They had divided House, Democrats, of course. Only 31 Democrats supported the deal with Colombia. 59 Dems backed South Korea. 66 supported the Panama agreement. But the South Korea trade deal is absolutely, hands down, the most economically meaningful of all the three PACs. It's the largest approved, check this out, by Congress since the North American Free Trade Agreement. I know how a lot of people feel about NAFTA, with Canada and Mexico during Clinton's first term. So ultimately the passage was 278-151. It's a day before the South Korea president comes to Washington, and so that's huge. The trade represents something rare between Obama and House Republicans who fight everything else down. So this is a big deal. And Obama included the deals in his package to create jobs, by the way, to improve the economy, which is dead on arrival otherwise. But this part is not dead. So here's what John Boehner had to say about trade and working with the president and whatnot.
The Senate acted in a bipartisan manner to reject the president's tax increase on job creators in our country. And now I think it's time for both parties to work together to help create a better environment for job growth in our country. The fact that we're moving the free trade bills today for Panama, Colombia, and South Korea is an area of common ground where we have worked together, and I would hope that these bills would pass today, both in the House and the Senate. We're going to continue to work with the president in order to create a better environment. Not everything the president outlined is something that we agree with. Certainly not everything that we've outlined. It's something the president would agree with.
Wow, that's a change of heart. The golf game worked 2 months ago because then they were slinging a little bit of mud back and forth, what was it, a couple of weeks ago. And a lot of that had to do with this jobs thing and whether or not the government was going to shut down, remember that, and some of the funding issues. So Paul Ryan, who's the House budget chairman, said, look, this is long overdue. And he agrees with it. He agrees that 250,000 jobs will probably be created over the next 10 years by passing these agreements. And the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was on board, saying there's no reason we have to wait to send them up. It's a good start. So how interesting that this was languishing. This is definitely indeed a rare win for the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And, you know, here's the thing, jobs. And this is clearly you're talking about jobs here. So, what others will say is maybe you need to check into this a little bit more. Because yes, okay, there's some jobs that are created, but doesn't free trade ultimately, does that shut us out of good jobs and money? Is that, what kind of jobs are we talking about here? Because think of the money that goes to the other places, right? I think in the sense of working together, it is a win, but I'd be curious about the jobs we're talking about, you know, 10 years in the making and the key thing is here in the good old USA, you know, follow the bouncing ball. We got to be makers. We cannot continue to be takers. You know, I've mentioned this probably 15 times, but walk around your house. Just give me 5 minutes. Walk around your house, your apartment, your whatever, and start to lift up things and look and see where your stuff's made, your butter dish even, your dishes, whatever. And you'll see China, 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 China. You know, that's a problem. That's why I think the other day that conversation about the currency, the yuan, and too bad that wouldn't pass all the way through, and trying to stop them from the manipulation of that. I mean, that was a strong, could have been a strong piece of legislation. This one, I don't know. What do you think? Does another one bite the dust, or is it thumbs up, America? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight, if you want to throw in your two cents on the free trade agreements, I mentioned the countries, feel free to do that. 800-259-5791 or our straw poll. If the Republican primary were held now, who would you vote for in our straw poll? Well, Herman Cain has the lead with 86, Ron Paul right now 83, Mitt Romney 42, Perry has 30, and finally, bringing up the rear, Michelle Bachmann has 15. Rick Santorum didn't get anything, John Huntsman nothing, and Newt Gingrich didn't get anything either, at least among the people listening to America Tonight. We thought it would be kind of fun just to take your polls and do a unofficial straw poll, since they're all unofficial anyway, and see where this audience fell. There was actually some people that called in, and two people called in, Marty and Ann called in to say Obama, and I put Rick in that category in Illinois too, but also got some emails. So Obama's up to, and this is really supposed to be a Republican primary, but that's okay. Because I think at one point, I think I said there were people that said Obama, so that's fine. So we got 9 Obama votes. 9. But Herman Cain seems to be the favorite. Wonder what Herman Cain would think about this story out of Alabama. You know, it's crazy what will cause controversy. And the American flag for as much as it displays our pride and it's our history, and we go to games and sing the Star Spangled Banner, and hopefully for a quick moment you think about that. I think people do. And at an Olive Garden in Anniston, Alabama, the Kiwanis Club was going there to have their banquet. And it's east of Oxford, Alabama, so I'm trying to give you an idea of where this small town is. And, you know, these are people that go and they frequent the restaurant, but forget all that. They were having this banquet, and they wanted to display the flag, because that's what they do, the Kiwanis banner. You know, they display the flag or even the Kiwanis banner in the restaurant. I've been to, my first job out of school was in Kearney, Nebraska for 7 months, and they'd have all kinds of Kiwanis, Lions clubs, whatever, in restaurants, and the flag was there, and their flag was there, and whatever. So the Oxford Olive Garden doesn't have a private dining area, and they told the people from the Kiwanis Club that came in, sorry, but you can't fly a flag here. So this 80-year-old woman was all excited about going there and having the banner, you know, having the banquet there, all the people they were bringing in, and they told them, no, you can't do it. You know, it's just not right. It's not proper. We have to be fair to everyone, and we have to avoid disrupting the dining experience for all the other people, because, you know, they're unable to accommodate flags or banners in the dining room. We can't do that. So the poor woman was so upset. She said she was going to tell the people at the banquet to close their eyes and picture the flag waving in the wind as they said the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, so this is what's so weird about this thing. I mean, come on, Olive Garden. And the parent company, of course, got involved because they're worried about blowback. So they released a statement that said, you know, talk about spin. Like all Americans, we have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration for the American flag and everything it symbolizes. Well, they're going to pledge allegiance in the middle of a restaurant. So wouldn't that be more disruptive? Why couldn't they have the flag? And this is the thing that's, I think, was the worst, is probably if it were me, and let's say the flag was some giant thing and so there really wasn't a place to put it, you're just like, eh, even if I want to put it somewhere, there's just really not a spot for this. What are we going to do? A little flag on the table? They can't even have little flags on the table, and they're paying to have a banquet. I don't care if it's an open area banquet. They're going to pledge allegiance. They're going to be talking Kiwanis stuff in the middle of the restaurant. Do you think that's going to bother the patrons? I mean, you know, you have to adapt. That could have been the solution. Why did they suggest that? Geez, we understand, but this is so tiny and we're confined that we don't have the space for that. So why? I would welcome bring in some of those little stands and bring in the flags that way. Whatever. Instead, they shut this poor old woman down. She's upset. This is her hometown. She's bringing in their business. And I wouldn't have gone there. I would have said, you know what? I was bringing in 100 people, but you can't accommodate us. I'm just going to go somewhere else. So anyway, I thought it was nasty. I thought it was nasty to treat the woman that way. I didn't like the statement that they released, and I thought it was dumb because there was an easy way to solve this problem anyway. You know, maybe I should have been a mediator because there was a solution to that. So I think we need to take the Olive Garden, and we need to shove the Olive Garden in Alabama, in Oxford, Alabama. We need to put those people responsible for breaking Marty Warren's heart. We need to have them spend a night in prison. So Donovan Madsen, if you would you please escort them in to our accommodations?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, that's just silliness. That's silliness, because there's an easy solution there. I don't think she would have snapped back at that. She probably would have said, fine. I mean, what's the Olive Garden's budget? You want to do something nice for the community? You give something back. You get something back. That's how you make money. That's called being enterprising. You could have run down and got a few of those flags that cost you a few bucks and just put them on the tables and said, I'll take care of it. You know, come on. Please. All right, I got to give you a daily salute because we need some happy news. I feel like I'm on the attack. I don't want to be on the attack every night and be on my box, rattling my chains. I got to give you some good stuff. I love this story from Boca Raton, Florida, that I heard about this 9-year-old girl named Skylar Johnson. Her father is on tour in Iraq. And, you know, he's been there since last Christmas, so almost a full year. She was part of a spelling bee at her little elementary school, and she was in the middle of the spelling bee, the supposed spelling bee. She was actually on stage, and she was spelling the word sergeant. And the principal asked if she knows any sergeant, and as soon as Skylar said, yeah, my dad, he came onto the stage. Can you imagine? So here she is, 9 years old. Her father's serving. She hasn't seen him in almost a whole year. And then he comes out. And he's only home for 9 days. But what a nice 9 days that's going to be. But what a cool thing that the school arranged to do. You know, just a surpriser, and probably keeping that a surprise. That had to be emotional. Keeping that a surprise, a little girl burst into tears. Yeah, that had to be pretty tough, because kids talk. They couldn't have told any kids, that's for sure. But I thought that was clever the way the school did it. So she's sitting there spelling that exact moment. Well, they knew they had him there. And there he is waiting to come out and rock her world, and that's exactly what he did. And I think the school, too, because, of course, that's going to be an emotional thing for anybody to see that. And I think that's one of the best homecoming stories that I've heard. I mean, usually everybody's so darn excited. They run to the airport, or they're standing there at the front door, or they're going to pick them up, or, you know, their mother up, because, of course, the women are serving, too. But, man, I think that is... Bravo to the people at the Boca Raton Elementary School. All right, coming up, I said we would talk a little bit about Eric Holder and the plight that he finds himself in. A California congressman is on the warpath. Daryl Issa is not having any of, I'm going to buy what he's selling. He wants to see Holder squirm. And he subpoenaed him. So now, where does that stand? We'll tell you about it next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you could be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Then the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey there, baby, will you marry me?
Welcome back to ATN. As I said, gather around the campfire here for a second and let's talk about Eric Holder. Eric Holder, I think, has blown it a few times for this president because, you know, he's his attorney general, let's face it, and that's what the presidency is about. It's the people around you, and we know we could pick apart every single presidency, whether you like the president or you didn't like the president or you voted straight party or whatever the reasons are. You know that there have been bad cabinet members that have taken chunks out of administrations and have done stupid things that you can't take back. And I think in the case of Holder, he's been a liability more than an asset to Obama. So now I think they got him. They've got him, and I don't know how he crawls away from this. And I think there's probably a chance that he will. Because they're painting it to be like, you know, here we go again. It's the us's and the thems. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. I didn't know anything. What are you talking about? But clearly, he could not have been that ignorant to what was happening with Operation Fast and Furious. And I think by now you all understand, so I don't want to relive all the details for you, but you understand what the deal was. Guns, the ATF thought, oh, let's trace these guns, we'll get the straw men and watch and see where they end up. And, of course, where they end up is killing two Americans, a customs guy and a Border Patrol agent, terrible thing. And now the guns have come up in several crimes, both in the U.S. and in Mexico. And, of course, Felipe Calderon is not happy about Operation Fast and Furious, and yet this was supposed to be some great thing because the Attorney General, unless I'm mistaken, 2 years ago in April, touted the program. But he didn't call it by name, but he pretty much described all the details. So the congressman from California, Daryl Issa, saying that the, you know, he's the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, so this is his gig, and he's had his sights on what's happened with Fast and Furious for a while now, sent a subpoena to Holder as part of his investigation, and is saying that, look, publicly he's saying he didn't know about this until May of this year, with a couple of people being killed, but it's incorrect that he did know, because they've got these memos. And what the subpoena is looking for, and the reason for the subpoena, is all the communications on this operation from Holder, his chief of staff, the heads of the departments, you know, the criminal division, all that kind of stuff, to the former head of the ATF, the Phoenix Field Division, this guy named William Newell. And in that way, they can piece it together, because they're looking even for the stuff that refers back to the murder of the two I mentioned, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement guy, Jamie Zapata, and any of the details of what the mission was when he was killed. Because he was killed in a terrible way in a drug ambush on a highway with a gun that was picked up in a town outside of Fort Worth, Texas. And three Dallas men, one's accused of buying the gun, his brother and their neighbor are facing federal weapons charges, although none of them are related to that death. So they're demanding information, too, into the death of the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. There were two guns at the crime scene. They were linked to Operation Fast and Furious. And remember, 2,000 weapons just walked. That's what it was. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's scrape the barnacles off of this thing and see what sails away. But what some top Democrats will shoot back, like the us's and them's, Congressman Elijah Cummings is saying that the subpoena is just a deep sea fishing expedition and is an abuse of the power of the committee, because it demands that tens of thousands of pages of sensitive law enforcement and security materials that have never been requested before, that are unrelated to Fast and Furious, are being requested. The second subpoena follows the first one that was sent in March to the ATF, and undoubtedly, I can't imagine they're gonna comply with this. They say, look, we've already sent thousands of pages up to the Hill. And at the end of a press conference about the Iran terror plot the other day that was stopped by FBI and folks that were able to string together information on it, he said he wanted the American people to understand that in complying with the subpoenas and dealing with the inquiry, the investigation, it's not going to detract from the business that we have to do with the Justice Department. So he wouldn't answer any questions, but he did say that. He did throw that out there. Mm. And you know what? The documents went to Holder maybe 9-10 months before, when he said he never had heard about Fast and Furious, way before that, before May. So I just don't understand. If he had heard of it and he had said that, it's one thing. but he said he had no idea. How do you not know that? I don't imagine. You know, I don't want to keep going down the same road, but I don't imagine that when you're in that position, how could you not know about a program that sensitive, that serious? Because, of course, normally you want to take credit for it. You're trying to take credit for it. Like, wow, this is, here's who we captured. Here's what happened. Here's where the guns went. Here's what we found out. But, you know, gun people, gun pro-gun advocates, I'll call them, would sniff this out and say, this, first of all, the program is a setup on purpose, and that's the idea, is highlight the negativity, the guns, here's what happened with the guns, and here they were found. But it's too late for that, because the power play on this is really surrounding Holder. I mean, that's what everyone wants to know. What did he know? What didn't he know? That's what people are pulling out of this, not the other stuff. Not the other stuff. That's not happening. Got a follow-up here. I want to make sure I squeeze this in. And by the way, a lot of you have sent me notes about Holder, and for the most part, really, this audience thinks he needs to go because of things that you've heard over the past, and a lot of that surrounding Gitmo and the CIA. But now you toss this into the middle of it, and you feel like I feel it. I mean, he's another ineffective cog in the justice system, and he's the highest cop there, if you want to call him that. So do we need people like that? You got to trust them in that spot. And it's like Robert Mueller. I say this all the time. He's my favorite. Of course, I've talked to him a couple of times, and I get the feeling, I mean, it's not like he's divulging secrets to you, but he's worked through Republicans and Democrats, and I think he's straight with what he's saying. But I do not think that with Eric Holder. We mentioned a crazy thing last week about something that happened in New York. You know, when you're driving to work and you look up, and there still are traffic copters that fly around and tell you where the accidents are and where to avoid and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't care if you live in Raleigh or you live in Stamford, Connecticut, or you live in, you know, Houston, Texas. The traffic's the traffic, and that traffic is huge to people. It's, you know, smaller areas or bigger areas, there are traffic snarls all over the place. So the chopper thing is big. But anyway, you think of these fragile helicopters, and I've been in a helicopter twice, and it was okay. One was in Hawaii, and it was cool to look down and see everything, and I didn't feel that scary. But the one time, the second time I was in a helicopter, there was a storm. Oh, I wanted to parachute out of that helicopter. I mean, it was just a little nothing thing. I wasn't in danger, but it was freaky. So this had nothing to do with the weather, and it had nothing to do with being a traffic person, just the fragility of what can happen in a helicopter. A woman was seriously injured when a helicopter carrying a birthday celebration crashed into the East River. She was the second person. She became the second person to die from that accident. Her name is Helen Tamaka, and she was from New Zealand. She lived in Sydney. How sad is that? This happened before, where you have visitors who are celebrating, and then the helicopter goes down. There also a British citizen who was living in Australia, and she was the one who was celebrating her 40th birthday with her mother and her stepfather and whatnot, and she was killed. Wow. The helicopter was taken off, and there's still the National Transportation Safety Board, you know, they jump in immediately when these things happen, but they're trying to figure out what it was, if the parts were worn out, and maybe that was it. You know, what could it be? Because, you know, the FAA certainly has in place with pilots that they have to worry about mechanical problems after maintenance. And you've had dozens of small aircraft that have crashed on their first flight after the annual inspections they have since 1999. Boy, that doesn't add any comfort, does it? Ugh, so this helicopter pilot had just taken off from East 34th Street, the heliport there, not far from the United Nations, and he was 50 feet above the river when it swung unexpectedly to the left. That is scary stuff.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Wide wonder at the joy they found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. More, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone.
Who's got next with the Republicans? That's a question that's being tossed around. As we've seen some early leads evaporate for a few of the top in the Republican race to snag the nomination to run for president against the incumbent president, Barack Obama. Right now, some would be surprised that Kane actually did the leapfrog move over Mitt Romney. So he's in the lead in the polls. This has been about a couple of weeks now for Kane as he slowly has started to climb up. And really, it's the past 2 months he's gotten more attention. He was an unknown CEO to some, and now he's a bona fide Republican candidate, part of the field. He's risen above the field for 2012. And the voters rank him above the establishment guy, the front runner, Mitt Romney. Another poll came out. This time it was the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, and they've got Romney in the driver's seat right now. 27% have him, at least Republican primary voters, as the first choice. That's a 22% increase from 6 weeks ago. Mitt Romney, second, 23%. Rick Perry went down to 16%. You know, he had 38% in August. 38%. And I think, well, of course, the question becomes how he fires up the crowds with the 999 plan, replacing the tax code with a flat 9% tax on businesses, personal incomes, and sales across the board. And man, what a, and I wonder if this surge will stay or will it fade a little bit or just completely plummet. He doesn't want to be the flavor of the week. He wants to be there in the end. And he's not doing a traditional campaign. He's on tour pushing his new book, and he's making stops, you know, in the South right now, Memphis and Nashville and whatnot. But he says he doesn't plan to return to Iowa for weeks. And he's doing a bunch of fundraisers and whatnot. He has a small staff compared to some of the others. The best example is Romney, who's neck and neck with him in some of the other polls, has 80 staff members, paid staff members. He's got 30, and he hasn't raised a lot of money. But you need a lot of money to be president. They say the current guy, Barack Obama, in his reelection bid, is going to need $1 billion. And you're the incumbent, $1 billion. That's a crazy number. And I thought I heard that wrong, but no. I checked it out. That's the number they're shooting for, $1 billion. So they can have how many ads? I mean, ads would be everywhere if they get that $1 billion. And then they'd obviously segment that money and channel it toward people they think that would come back and go back and vote for Obama again. Anyway, Herman Cain, the challenger, says, because he's now been asked about this, the whole race thing, and he says, listen, forget about that. That's not even a deal here.
Black people are going to vote for me not because I'm black, but because of the strength of the ideas.
All right, that's the way to play it, certainly. And I was at a function of talk radio people in June, all kinds of talk people from Sean Hannity to other show hosts. And there were two people there that told me, mark my words, Cain is going to be the guy. And I was like, wow, really? Because there's a lot of people that don't even know who he is. And I know that changes as you move along. You do the debates. And they were insistent, no. You wait and see. He is going to be the guy. Well, we're going to switch our attention quickly to something I want to promo to make sure you're all on board with this, to a leader of a different sort. Tom Brady is part of the New England Patriots, a big part of the New England Patriots as its quarterback. And he has a big meeting coming up with the Dallas Cowboys. That's an intriguing game. Could that end up being the game of the week? Here's what Brady had to say about the matchup.
They're very talented. They got a bunch of good skill-type players over there. Terrence Newman, I played against him a bunch of times. He's a phenomenal player. Michael Jenkins on the other side is great. DeMarcus Ware, you know, he can get after the quarterback.
I love that. He played that well. You know, tell them they're great and tell them they had a move and whatever, whether you think you can see holes in the system, because you don't want to give them any bulletin board material. You all know what that is, right? You take a chunk out of them, and then the next thing you know, that's what they're talking about on the next couple of days before you actually get to the Sunday afternoon game, and they're using that to rev them up. Motivation. That's it. They're using it as motivation. So I don't know that that's going to be the game of the week for Nail the Score, but it could be, because it's intriguing. Do the Cowboys, after a terrible collapse against Detroit, do they bounce back and then slay the dragon? I mean, hey, the Bills did it. It's not that the Patriots can't be beaten, but boy, they're one of the best teams out there. number one offense in the NFL. I thought that'd get you jazzed up for it. It's only three segments, and it's in our third hour on Friday morning. So if you're around, you got a couple eyes open, you don't have to know anything about football, just call in, pick who you think's going to win of whatever the game of the week is, the two sides, and what you think the final score will be. All right, everybody loves to celebrate birthdays, don't they? And we have a whole bunch of them to talk about coming up now here on America Tonight. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, 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 bump. That's annoying, isn't it? It's like one of those morning show people when they sing all the songs. Okay, celebrating a birthday, Sacha Baron Cohen. He's a British comedian. You know who he is, Borat, Ali G. 40 years old, that's a big one. Probably have a big party, his wife will throw him a big party. Who doesn't know who Nancy Kerrigan is? If you don't, go and Google her. Olympic ice skater. Remember Tanya Harding, Jeff Galuli tried to take out Kerrigan's leg, smacked her on the leg. She was practicing in Joe Louis Arena. She was injured in the end. 42 years old, big birthday for her. Kelly Preston, the wife of John Travolta, been in a bunch of movies. She was in Jerry Maguire. She was Tom Cruise's girlfriend in that. She was in Battlefield Earth with her husband, John, 49 years old. Also celebrating a 49th birthday, Jerry Rice, Dancing with the Stars. Didn't Jerry win Dancing with the Stars? I think he did. NFL wide receiver in three 49ers Super Bowl wins. Was a crazy workout fanatic. Does not look 49 years old. Marie Osmond, do you believe she's 52 years old? She's another Dancing with the Stars person, I think. Birthdays. If you're celebrating a birthday, and I know I said this the other night, but it is so true, and you're feeling blue about your birthday. I don't know why you feel blue about it, because it's another day. It's another day to thrive and to at least survive, right? And have a shot at I don't know, going someplace exciting, at cliff diving perhaps, rock climbing, something out of your wheelhouse. Instead of a terrible midlife crisis, just do something out of your wheelhouse, like rock climbing. I don't know, rock climbing. As long as I got the ropes on me, I'm okay. I did it once. Getting down is the worst part. Up is okay. You're just, you know, you're finding the spots. You're going up. But coming down, I didn't like. Oh, it's not the same thing as when you hike. I know, you know what I mean, the whole switchback thing. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. You know how to do that. Go to the website, americatonight.net, and click on the email.